That was the Buffalo Killers from their Fireball of Sulk EP from back in 2014. And you're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I am Juliet Frumholt, and as promised, we have more live music for you this evening. We're really excited to have received the new album from Somersault. It's called Conversions, and you might recall they joined us last summer for a live performance. As they were kind of just getting rolling. Now they've got the album. They're going to be celebrating the release this Saturday night. Lots of good things happening. And best of all, they're going to play live for us. So we're going to talk more about the album and the celebration. But first, let's hear some live ones from Somersault. Take it away, you guys.
Thanks so much. This song actually spawned a lot of the other songs that we're going to play, a few tonight and a few on Saturday.
When I look at night, I think wish I could take it away.
Somersault, live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Going to do a quick guitar switcheroo here, and we'll be chatting more with them and hearing another live one. They do have the CD release show coming up Saturday night at South Park Tavern. John DeBuck going to be joining them on stage, another good friend of the show. And looks like we are ready for another one. All righty. Going to hand things back over to Somersault here in the WYSO performance space for another live one.
So this is how we try and live it up. This is one way that we use to teach measurement conversions.
Somersault live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Welcome back, you guys. So happy to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So it's been, I think it's been almost exactly a year since you were last here. It was like early July 2016, and at the time we were kind of talking about the formation of the band, and the album was sort of a glimmer in everyone's eye.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was sort of sometime in the future, and the future has arrived, and the album is here. It's now something I can hold in my hand. And tell me a little bit about sort of your journey over the past year of getting this thing ready to put out into the world.
Well, we got lucky enough to have Jason from
Level Head Studios in Yellow Springs.
Yep.
And nice. Basically, he was so accommodating to our schedule. We did it when we could. And he was so patient. And that it. How long, guys, were we recording?
It was probably a few months.
Yeah, it was almost 3 months.
That was just for the recording part.
And then you got to mix it,
yep.
And all that good stuff. Well, it's so exciting. It's got to be so great for you guys to have this become a reality. I'm curious, over that recording process, how did the songs, or did they, change and evolve? Because I think the version of Measurements that's on the album and that you guys did tonight is a little different than the version, the incarnation of that song that you did when you were here last year. How much did things sort of shift in the studio?
I think part of it is that we're more comfortable. We were still really new working mm-hmm. together. And I think that is what it might be, but I'm not sure. Did we change anything, Angela and Dan?
Well, we have an extended version, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, two versions of the metric system.
We're probably just a little tighter now.
Well, it does, you know, there is something to be said for just playing together
right.
more and more and more, and certainly recording together is doing just that. Do you find that, you know, having been together longer and having gone through the recording process, that you're having more of that sort of hive mind of a band, where you go from being like individual musicians playing together to sort of functioning as a unit?
Absolutely, I think.
Yes. And it definitely makes you think more about the songwriting process. Hey, can we change something?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the time. So, yeah, we went through a little process with that on a couple of our songs. But
awesome.
We're able to communicate the ideas better now.
Yeah. and at the same time have become really good friends. You know,
that's
all mm-hmm. part of it, too.
There's certainly something to be said for that.
So,
I feel like that's essential.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
awesome. Well, tell me a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about the mix of songs. So the first song you played that Katie, you said kind of inspired all of this is very different than the second song you
right.
played, and yet there's a through line there if you're listening carefully. Tell me a little bit about that first song and how it kind of relates to everything else that you guys are doing as a band.
Well, I'm a teacher for Dayton Public Schools, and I started in 1997 and was very moved by three certain students in my class of that year, and so those are actual students that I was talking about what their lifestyle is. And it's basically, you know, a lot of our students, not all, but a percentage, and 1% is too much really, have something that they're bringing from their home into the classroom. And so that was a moment of me trying to have empathy on, you know, this person can't read, or this person hasn't had enough sleep, or this person is dealing with domestic violence at home. And so that I was moved to write that song. And then from there, I wanted to have joy and love, and at the same time enforce education in the classroom. So the other songs came from that. Not all, but most of them.
Nice, nice. So yeah, there's this through line of education, certainly, and it's an interesting shift. Like, And again, like, if you're listening carefully, you can totally feel that shift from the emotion of the first song that you played and that very empathetic place to the second song, which I admit, when I've been playing it off the album, I have to like sing along in the studio here at night. There are several on the album that I have to do that with when I'm playing them. But still, there's that emotional place, even with measurement, and it's a real joy and like a joy of learning.
Right. And that's the point. And that's when we decided on our name, we really wanted Somersault, and we know that there's another person that goes by that name in another country. And then, but it was important to us because we really liked the imagery of Somersault, and some songs are up and some songs are down. Mm-hmm. But so that's why we chose the name Somersault.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's very cool. So you have the album Conversions. It's I have it now. I say very, very happily. But you're celebrating the release Saturday night. So tell us a little bit about the big show at South Park Tavern.
Okay, so we're going to celebrate this tangible piece that we have now. And two important things that are happening that night is we're having John DeBuck. He's playing with us, and we're really excited about that. He's been around for a long, long time, starting with The Obvious, and has been with the Trey Stone and the Ringers, and he plays with David Burns in the Stop Making Sense tribute band that was formed to benefit the Dayton Ballet Bar. And currently now he's also doing, he has a band named The Guilty Pleasures that they're going to probably be wanting to showcase their stuff.
I heard he had something in the works, and that's my little nudge to John DeBuck. I heard he had something coming soon.
So we're really excited to be able to play with him. And then something that the three of us, that it's important for us to do, and one of the songs, and in fact the song that we're going to play next, is about the subject of domestic violence. So we want to, we're going to donate 50% of our CD sales to the Artemis Center. So did you guys want to say anything? The Artemis Center offers intervention services for victims of domestic violence, including child and family therapy, adult therapy, support groups, criminal court, accompaniment to five municipal courts in Montgomery County, civil court accompaniment, and advocacy services. There are going to be representatives there that will answer questions and have information if anyone would like any, including the domestic violence hotline, which is 937-461-HELP, 937-461-HELP. So this next song is another experience that we've witnessed.
Well, let me ask you, as you're getting ready to play that, so as musicians and members of both our musical community and our larger community, what's it like to be able to, you know, take your music, which is something that's creative and fulfilling and fun, and use it to benefit a cause in the larger community, as you're doing with the CD and the Artemis Center?
Well, it's really great to have a message that's important rather than just be out partying.
For sure.
I also think it's great to build awareness and come together in a community and to build awareness, because a lot of people are scared to come out.
Mm-hmm. And to be able to have, you know, not just the cause itself being supported monetarily, but to have the representatives at the show in a space where a lot of people feel safe in a different way, and might be able to get access to information or get access to pass on information to the, advocates.
Important.
Yeah, that's huge.
It is an absolute wonderful feeling to be able to be a part of that and to work with the Artemis Center, too. So this song is called Run.
Mm-hmm. Just because you're a tall man doesn't mean you see on. Just because you're a strong man doesn't give you control. Just because you have strong arms doesn't mean you can throw. So you can overpower her doesn't give you her soul. Instead of just because she sticks around doesn't mean it's out of love. It's fear that keeps her there when push comes to
Somersault live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. They've got a new album out. It's called Conversions, and they're going to be celebrating the release of that Saturday night at South Park Tavern. They'll be joined on stage by John DeBuck, great songwriter and a member of the Dayton music scene. We've got links up to more info on that show on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio, and you can connect with Somersault there as well. But before you go hopping off to the internet, they've got one more song for you. Ready, guys?
Yep.
All right.
This song's one way that we teach economics, the factors of production.
They call it the democracy decides just when to capitalize on a free market based on scarcity. Once the needs come into play on what you're gonna pay, supply and demand will let things be free. That's why they call it.
Somersault live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We got our economics lesson for the evening. Check out their new CD. It's called Conversions, and they're celebrating the release this Saturday night with a show at South Park Tavern. They're going to be joined on the stage by John DeBuck. And where will people be able to get this kind of moving forward from Saturday night? Shall they check the Facebook page for updates on that?
Yep, that's great.
Perfect. All right.
And there's no door charge at South Park on Saturday. And again, 50% of the RCD sales will go to the Artemis Center.
So you can come and get a CD, give a little back, and hear some great music and have fun. I love it. We've got links up to connect with Somersault and info on the show at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go to South Park Tavern Saturday night and get your hands on this CD. And you'll be helping out the Artemis Center as well. Thank you guys so much for coming back. It's such a pleasure to have you back in the studio.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. All the details at facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Go there and connect with Somersault and come out Saturday night. The big show is at South Park Tavern. Somersault, John DeBuck, the new album, and giving back a lot of good to the Artemis Center. Going back into the recorded stuff right now with music from Mike Doty.